Boris Johnson meets with the Queen.
Yes.
What does she say to him regarding the EU withdrawal?
She is a scared or concerned, not for her position. Her position is clear. Okay? Her position is Charles will never be the crowned king of England. That's her position. If she has to live to be 10,000 years old, that's the first thing. The second thing is she's concerned that the, let's say the monarchy, we want to use the right word because this is a larger picture. You see, when the European Union trumped or was the Trump leal for the monarchy, you're going right back to the damn Dominicis and France with Mary, Queen of Scots, trying to have the division between England and what's now called the European Union. You see, she's very aware of this, the Queen. She is the Queen, is very aware of this. And now, if a pint's a pound the whole world round, somebody's got to get their tuppence correct. And so now what's happened, the pound sterling becomes the bright and shining star. We used to have this conversation with the lira. Where are the lira now, Ed? All gone. They're gone. Where'd they go? People won't be bringing them back up. But that euro's gone, and it's going. Don't you worry. It's going to zero. But the point now becomes this withdrawal is very key for the Queen to have an ease in this process. That's why she turned out Parliament. You understand that's only been done 6 times in the entire monarchy. You know that, right?
Oh, she did that.
She did that. That's why there was they had the Tories were set aside. They were cast out, put away. They were done. The Lords ran England for that moment. Now they've come back around trying to work it out. So if they have, which they're going to, ooh, we can't tell too much. We gotta be nice. Slow down. Just think. What if they have a hard Brexit with no deal? What if Nigel, that little son of a bitch, we used to love him. We just adore him. Turnberry will never be the same. He turned around, and what if he gets his way and just says, fuck him. We're out. Fuck him. We're out. That opens up everything. Well, everybody's concerned with what was, you see. It's like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The Queen is concerned with her subjects. Those are the ones that she serves. She got it right. She serves the people. They don't worship her. They gotta bow. See? They gotta bow. In Bob's world, you don't gotta bow, but you gotta serve him. But you don't gotta bow. The Queen, she serves you, but you gotta bow to her. You see how that kind of comes along there? It's an interesting little construct you could play. So, to answer your question, Cameron had this same problem once upon a midnight dreary. But now what's happened is it's come to the where the grits hit the gravy. Now it's where the grits hit the gravy. Now we're going to have a hard Brexit. And the people have to be soothed so they don't have a Hong Kong problem. She can't stand that presently. You see, they're nervous because you look almost England has turned into they've about lost control of it. You see, almost, you know, London anyway.
Yes.
But what they're going to do is they're going to push all that in the channel. They're going to send them all to France. Don't you worry. They're going to leave out of there so fast. And they're going to take their borders back, and they're going to stop the sand niggers from just running wherever they want to go. It's going to be a controlled position again. And that's what was wrong with this European Union condition, is it laid the barrier so low, everybody could go anywhere, every way, anyhow, you see. Used to, you had to be a Canadian to go anywhere. Now, anybody can go anywhere. You can just walk across the border. Don't make a difference. That'd be wonderful. Less than except they were losing control of their entire union. you see. But we said, if you remember in the Revelations, that those crowns weren't the European Union anyway. And everybody was astounded because John Hagee, that preacher, had been saying that for 1,000 years, ever since Intinction became popular back in the day. But regardless, we'll set that aside. The point is, that's what was happening. That's exactly what went through her mind in the conversation that she had with him, was Charles will never sit on the throne, and that we have to subdue this hard Brexit. Queen Victoria wanted the South to win. Queen Victoria wanted the South to win. The same reason that Elizabeth wants a hard, clean Brexit. And if she has to turn back the Lords and the actual names, that's what we call the titles, to do that, she has the power and capacity to. You see, the Stuart.
Okay, let's leave it at that.
Anymore.
If you want to do more,
the Stuart.
If you want to do more, call in on Saturday.
Yeah, the Stuarts don't run this anymore.
The Stuart. Okay, Ed, very good. Good topic, Ed. Let's continue on Saturday. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Bob.
You got to move on. We're running out of time.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you,
Mom. Thank you, Dad.
Very nice website.
Sister.
Happy day.
Very nice
Happy
website.
Day. Ooh, and hey, that's a good. Well, he's got a good. He's back on the Are You Being Served? Mr. Grace would come down. You all are doing extremely well. You all are good. Mr. Grace on Are You Being Served? You all done extremely well. That's Bob. He's great.
Okay, thank you.